It's a song that was just released, actually, and on the single, we were fortunate enough to have our friends, the amazing Rob Hooper, of course, on the drums, the outstanding Cole Al Sala on keys and on bass, and we were joined by our friends Miss Marsha Ball and Shelley King in singing and playing a little on this next song. And I ain't gonna tell you how to think because, you know, I'm a guitar player, and if you get your social, you know, conscience from a guitar player, well, you know, you're pretty fucked. I could point out a few examples, but I'm just saying, I speak my own truths, and I hope that you have yours too. And you know, we're not gonna agree on everything, and that's okay. If you disagree, I just encourage you to find a guitar and make it rhyme in 3 minutes. All right. But this is a song I wrote to raise money for Planned Parenthood, and it's a song called Money in the Game. I hope you like it. Got my reasons to worry. They say I'm to blame. If only I spoke their language and had money in the game. I got 2 part-time jobs. I work hard and take care of my kids. Neither job offers health insurance. My only plan is don't get sick. I've got screams. My sister's test weren't as good. She never would have known and never gotten better if not for Planned Parenthood. So, Governor, I've got to ask you if you were standing here in my place, what would you say to all these Texas women you have cut off to spite your face? Well, I have my reasons to worry. They say I'm to blame. If only I spoke their language and had money in the game. So I had the great privilege of getting to play with our friend and fellow Imperial Golden Crown harmonizer Papa Molly last week. He was in town. I hadn't seen him in like 3 years. So I went on his little Facebook thing and I joined it because I'm technologically hip. And so I went, yeah, man, join, boom. And he wrote me back and he says, bring your amp. Yeah! Yay gig. I don't know if you're familiar, but the Imperial Golden Crown Harmonizers was a band that was around here in Austin for, what, a good 10, 12 years. We played many, many a gig. Myself and Shelley were regulars in the band for the last 7 years of its incarnation. And man, it's a beautiful testament to what you can do. You should carry on. Like, the whole spirit of that thing is, like, you get together with your friends on a Sunday, you get drunk, you play music, gospel music, non-denominational, pass around a tip jar. You don't get to keep the money, though. You give it away to charity. It is so f***ing fun. Like, 100 grand in 10 years, you know, for drinking, playing gospel music. Anyway, I want to say that this is true. I miss them, too. We're going to have to find ourselves a little charity thing to get everybody here to do. I'm sure, yeah, there are plenty, I'll tell you right now.